No, but
we need to talk about it, yes, council, though, because they are planning to do it in Bonnie Lake again.
Yeah, that was pretty heavy.
So dangerous. So.
Is that why?
What do we do? Yeah, I emailed.
I thought it was a financial thing.
And she said 214 is too dangerous, so they have to find an alternative route.
It was nice this year with the new pavement.
Yeah.
Really nice, except for that corner.
After writing.
On McConnell's Prairie, though, but on McConnell's Prairie off of Old Buckley, they was a bunch of rocks. They need to put somebody out there with a broom and sweep that. There's a bunch of people wiped out there.
Four people standing there, and they're like, careful of the rocks.
Why don't you get a broom?
That's exactly what I said, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Because it was just in a pile, like it would have been 2 seconds to sweep it with a push broom.
Took me 23 minutes to get out of the water.
Yeah, that's.
He did it, though.
Yeah, but then I did the bike.
Did you have a shorty on in the water?
I did not, but not, no, I didn't.
No, he didn't have any sort of.
Oh, you didn't?
No wetsuit, just went for it. And then my bike was like 46 minutes. But then when I got off the bike, started running, and both of my calves just went.
You need to be salt.
Did you have mustard or anything?
What does mustard do?
Oh, well, that's what you use for cramps. You should always have some mustard with you on those long.
Is it mustard?
Long things, yeah.
I was, absolutely. So I just kind of had to slow down, so I ended up running like 10 and a half minute miles.
Yeah, just go, next time you go to a fast food place, grab a couple mustard bags.
You just squirt them in your mouth. I like mustard.
You just squirt them in your mouth. It's not, there's pickle water.
Pickle juice.
Pickle juice, and they'll sell you something. But I've used mustard, and it's worked, right?
You said it happened before, and they gave.
What do you use?
Salt packets. Well, those were cramps in my legs.
Diet Coke.
Like big cramps.
Diet Coke.
I don't know why.
Hey, whatever.
How'd that work, Dion?
Yeah, I did.
It does.
So were you okay? Did you like switch it up?
I worked through as much as I could, but like.
Even better. Yeah. I should quite get that naked.
So I had to work in mustard socks for like 2 days straight. Okay. To try to get it loop worked out, and finally it loosened back up.
Yeah,
it was pretty painful.
Oh no, it's super painful.
Right?
Yeah. I was just like,
and you could seriously hurt your
your
hamstring, right?
And I was worried because I've had several friends who have tore their Achilles tendons around my age, and I'm like, I do not want to pop an Achilles, so I just kind of slowed down. I mean, I ended up running like 10 minutes into miles, so I just plotted in. And,
it didn't happen in miles, guys. What was your mile?
I slept like an 11 minute mile.
I was hoping to run like 9 and a half.
Getting through it. Just getting through it.
Did she make it through?
She did great.
Yeah, she did.
You won't catch me riding a bike or swimming in that lake. So my hat's off to you guys for even doing it.
I did a lot of swimming in that lake.
Getting on to those bikes and swimming in that lake. I won't do it.
Did you know how dirty that lake was? I wore like a white swim shirt in there one day.
Yeah.
And when I got out, it was brown.
I swam across.
Okay, let's bring the city council meeting for September 9th, 2025 to order. I do want to inform the public of our disclaimer stating that the city of Bonnie Lake uses machine-assisted live closed captioning. And as such, we are unable to guarantee the accuracy, reliability, or performance of this service, nor the limitations provided by this service. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Madam Clerk, would you call the roll, please?
Mayor Carter.
Here.
Deputy Mayor Swatman.
Present.
Councilmember Baldwin.
Here.
Councilmember Davis.
Present.
Councilmember Fullerton.
Here.
Councilmember Hubler.
Here.
Councilmember McClymans.
Here.
Councilmember Rock. Here.
All right. We do have an agenda modification to place a proclamation onto announcements, appointments, and presentations. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? All right. Agenda's changed, and I will now read the proclamation into the record. Honoring Bonnie Lake Sumner Little League Baseball Majors All-Stars. Whereas, the hard work, dedication, sportsmanship, talent, and exceptional team chemistry of the 2025 Bonnie Lake Sumner Little League Baseball Majors All-Stars team has enabled these student-athletes to earn a state championship and regional championship titles. And, whereas, winning the 2025 state championship and regional championship brought honor to the Bonnie Lake Sumner Little League and the city of Bonnie Lake on their local, state, and national level. And, whereas, these outstanding players Colton Audette, Sawyer Breed, Atlee Eager, Finn Harrington, Gavin Heacox, Andrew Madsen, Asher Monson, Cole Seelan, Hyatt Siebert, Connor Smith, Landon Tifo, and Mason Woods have represented themselves, their families, and their communities with distinction. And whereas manager Scott Siebert and coaches Andy Audette and Chris Heacox and the team member parents were integral in guiding the team to victory through their unwavering support. And whereas we are proud of the hard work the team has done to represent our city and wish them well in the Little League World Series. Now, therefore, I, Terry Carter, mayor of the city of Bonnie Lake, Washington, with the full backing and encouragement of the entirety of the Bonnie Lake City Council, do hereby recognize and heartily congratulate the Bonnie Lake Sumner Little League Baseball Major All-Stars team on their outstanding accomplishment in witness thereof. I have hereunto set my hand and cause the seal of the city of Bonnie Lake to be affixed this 16th day of September in the future again, 2025. So congratulations to them. Everyone is aware, we had a small parade and ribbon cutting on that Saturday.
Yep.
My days are getting mixed up. On Saturday for the Bonnie Lake Little League team and opening the new playground there at Field 5. It was a great event. Leslie did a great job of putting that event on and getting everybody there. We were able to read this proclamation for the kids. We also had Eric Smith, I think it was,
WSU.
University of Washington head coach for the baseball team there to give some great words to the kids and to everybody there. And so anyway, it was a wonderful event, and we were thankful to have them there and be able to read that for them. Okay. And let's see, seeing that there is no public hearings, we'll go on to citizen comments. This is your time to address the council on city business. For those attending virtually, please click the raise hand icon at the top of your screen if you would like to address the council. Anyone with the raised hand icon or who called in, your mics and cameras will be enabled. You will need to turn on your video and microphones on your end if you are wanting to be seen or heard. We will start with those who are here in person and move to the virtual comments afterwards. You have 5 minutes. When the timer goes off, that is your signal that the 5 minutes is up. State your name and, if you would like, your address for the record, please. We'll start with those here in person. Okay. Nobody? Well, I'll go to those that are virtual. Is there anyone? It looks like just the city attorney on there. I don't think she wants to say anything. Okay. We'll now close that. The city will now disable all video and microphones for those attending virtually. We have no correspondence. So next is committee reports. Finance committee, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Finance Committee did meet this evening at 5 o'clock upstairs. Public is always welcome. We approved our minutes, had all the council members present there. We had a personnel update by Brian Sandler. Of course, it's noted in our minutes and passed along to the council. Not much going on in that area currently. Also had an extensive discussion on what we should do with taxing options and different options, specifically around the business and occupation tax. That was previously, as the council may recall, tabled at the council, full council level, so we'll probably be asking the full council whether they want to reconsider that and bring it back off of there so that we can do some more work on that or not. There's options for, you know, square footage type calculations. We know that, you know, B&O is always kind of difficult because of the way the state likes to calculate it on gross profits, so it hits businesses differently, but again, the full council will have to weigh in on that for future possible removal from the table and discussion of details. And that was our items this evening.
Great, thank you. Community Development Committee, please. That's you.
We actually did not meet last week. We will meet next week. We canceled for Labor Day.
Oh, gotcha. That's why you were unprepared.
I was like,
not me.
I can go.
That's right. All right. Well, we'll let you go next. Public Safety Committee.
Okay. Yes. Public Safety. We did meet today. Let's see what to cover. East Pierce Fire and Rescue reported that they are going to have their Station 114, which is their West Lake Tap Station, this Saturday from 10 to 1. The public is absolutely welcome. That's for their ribbon cutting, I believe. And then also, you guys are probably familiar with this event, but the last Saturday of this month from 1 to 4 is the open house at Station 111. That's a really big one where about 3,000 people come in attendance and things like that. And so that's a pretty fun time. They had 6 recruits graduate recently and become deployed to shift, as well as 5 lateral fire officers, I guess is what we call them. And then also their winter class recruitment is open until this Sunday. They have, they're expecting that there's going to be about 11 there. For code enforcement gave us quite a bit of interesting information. They've been dealing with some severe unfit dwellings, an illegal RV park with sewage dumping going on. That's fun. Yeah, and then there's another property. You probably heard about it a bit ago, but it is a property that ended up becoming vacated. It was also shut down after a drug death. It was a death that had occurred on the property. Anyway, they're at the point now where they are going to be pretty soon needing to demolish that property so it doesn't become a squatter's paradise. Currently, they're estimating that it's probably going to cost about $25,000 to abate the property for abatement. And then that would go against the ending fund balance. Something to take note, though, is instead of a lien on a property, for example, they will put that money that was collected towards basically the property taxes, and eventually that could go back into the ending fund balance once that is paid if there's another owner takeover. And they've been meeting with the police department as well just to get on the same page, have had some conversations with Cascade Water Alliance in regards to recommendations on how to resolve an email that you may or may not have seen in regards to some boats in the cove. Bonnie Lake Police Department talked to us mainly about, I think, the thing that really sticks out that's going to be coming up down the line is, and I believe actually it's at the next workshop meeting, which is next week, I believe, yeah. But it's about the Axon contract. Pretty neat. This is the same contract that we currently have, but it is looking for a renewal of basically the existing contract. However, our assistant chief has been working hard at basically negotiating a contract with them for to be able to receive a lot more for just a little bit more of an increase. And so the negotiating of this contract would cost us an extra $34,000 per year, but it does upgrade the tasers to the Taser 10s. It'll implement a community portal, and it expands transcription services. Interestingly, you can watch body cam footage, and when you upload that into evidence.com, for example, it will transcribe basically what was going on in that video. So that's pretty interesting. And then also a really kind of neat thing is on top of that, not for an additional charge, but they have POV, point of view, cameras that you can either put on the lapel. It can be moved, so it can be on the lapel. It can be in the car, but it is being added without an additional charge, and it just gives another, point of view. That's why it's called a POV camera. Another interesting thing, too, that it includes is there is this VR reality, well, I guess VR, the R is reality. Anyway, VR training. And basically, it's to allow for officers not to have to leave or go anywhere. It's pretty much like plug and play. They'll wear it, and then they could then, you know, I guess, simulate different circumstances that are a little bit more realistic than maybe what some of you are familiar with in regards to what they do for VR style of training. Also, what they had negotiated is that we would be able to receive refreshers at the end of the contract with the tasers, and you might be like, what is that? That's like a phone upgrade and things like that. And then we are going to be looking at this to be looked at with the biennium budget for that to be changed, because right now it's at $75,000 and then it's about a $34,000 increase yearly. We talked about the issue with e-bikes and e-scooters and just, you know, I don't really have to tell anybody too much about what's going on with that, but just with the issues of how to resolve that, what to do, what type of ordinance can be created, and so we're probably going to be looking into just what other cities are doing and what are some things that they have implemented to keep people safe and things like that. So we talked a little bit about the a proposed ordinance in regards to the buoys, the updating and adding to an existing buoy plan. I say that loosely, but now there is a legitimate plan. And they've been working with, the police department has been working with Pierce County and also some local residents on how to make that the best possible, and also talking with legal on definitions just for defensibility in court. And, yeah, I think that's it.
Great. Thank you.
That's all I have.
Any other reports?
PCRC does not meet on in August, so there's no reports.
Thank you. All right. We now have the consent agenda. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Second.
We're moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
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 Those opposed, say nay. All right. We don't have any full council issues. There is no executive or closed session. So seeing no more business, we are adjourned.
13-minute meeting. Wow.
Right? That is really,
I think that might be close to our record.
No way.
Not even close. Not even close. Yeah, I was going to say, we had one earlier this year that literally was like walk in, sit down, consent agenda, move.
Oh, yeah. They
before,
have,
we had to read the 12-mile. Yeah.
No, not
yeah,
those.
That puts it to 2.5
minutes. Driving around and they're having their like 12-year-olds, you know, riding, you know, above 20
yeah, those are ridiculous,
miles
by the way.
An hour. They're yeah, in the roadway, they're driving on the sidewalks, yeah. They're driving like a helmet.
The guy like cut me off.
They're doing
the
wheelies
and
you know,
yeah,
we
said I wasn't the, paying too much attention, but they're just like,
no, what is that?
You're gonna get hurt. Not the guy in the car, right? Yeah.